This is Akashvani, and I'm Naresh Mago with the news at 9. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu embarks on three-nation tour to Fiji, New Zealand and Timor-Leste. Union Home Minister Amit Shah says new criminal laws emphasize on justice rather than punishment. IMD issues red alert for heavy rainfall in Rajasthan, Gujarat, Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh. At least 55 people killed in fresh clashes in Bangladesh over demand for resignation of the government. And in Paris Olympics, Indian hockey team storms into semi-finals, beating Great Britain 4-2 in penalty shootout. President Draupadi Murmu left for Nadi in Fiji this evening as a part of a three-nation visit to Fiji, New Zealand and Timor-Leste. During her visit, the President will hold bilateral meetings and interact with the Indian diaspora. Our correspondent has more details.
This will be the first ever visit by the President of India to Fiji and Timor-Leste. During her week-long visit, President Murmu will hold bilateral meetings to strengthen and expand India's ties with these countries. The special engagement and connect with the Indian diaspora in these three countries will be a key aspect of this visit. This visit aims to further the strong historic ties we share with the three nations and reaffirm India's commitment to the Act East policy.
Sri Sai for Akashvani News, New Delhi.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah today inaugurated the e-evidence, Nyay Setu, Nyay Shruti and e-summon systems built to augment the criminal justice apparatus in Chandigarh. He said the country's criminal justice system will now take a giant stride towards providing speedy and timely justice to people. He said that the new criminal laws have ended the era of British laws in India, converting the criminal justice system into completely Swadeshi. He added that these laws are in accordance with the spirit of our constitution and will provide speedy justice to people. He also said these laws emphasize on justice rather than punishment. Union Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai today said that in Union Budget 2024-25, several financial provisions have been made which will speed up the development of Bihar. Talking to media in Patna, Mr. Rai said, for flood mitigation, 11,500 crore rupees have been allocated, which will be very helpful for the northern Bihar, which faces the fury of floods every year. The union minister said the centre has also approved interest-free loan up to 15,000 crore rupees for Bihar, which will be of great help for the state. He also said that during the NDA government, the share of Bihar in tax devolution has increased to 107%. The construction work for Tata's semiconductor unit at Morigaon in Assam has begun. Sharing more details about the plant in New Delhi, Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav said that this unit will be set up at an investment of 27,000 crore rupees, and will generate 15,000 direct and 11,000 to 13,000 indirect jobs. The union minister said that it will be a very big semiconductor plant which will manufacture 4 crore 83 lakh semiconductor chips every day. He added that the chips to be manufactured in this plant will be used in e-vehicles and the communication and network infrastructure. 9 children have died and several others injured after a wall collapsed at a temple in Madhya Pradesh's Sagar district today. The tragic incident took place during a religious ceremony at Hardol Baba temple in Shahpur. The injured children have been rescued and hospitalized. Rescue work was carried out by district administration. Deepak Arya, collector, Sagar district, has informed that some children are injured and they are under treatment. He said all the debris has been removed from the site of the incident. Chief Minister Mohan Yadav has expressed deep condolences for the families who've lost innocent children. The Chief Minister announced an ex gratia compensation of 4 lakh rupees each by the government for the families of the deceased children. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund for the next of kin of each deceased in the wall collapse mishap in Sagar, Madhya Pradesh. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the accident caused by the wall collapse is heartbreaking. He wished a speedy recovery to those injured. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan will chair an apex-level tri-service financial conference in New Delhi tomorrow. The conference is aimed to enhance cohesion and synergy in financial issues of the armed forces and will see the participation of senior officials from Ministry of Defence and Controller General Defence Accounts, among others. The conference is being coordinated by Headquarters of the Integrated Defence Staff. During the conference, discussions are scheduled on aspects of understanding the perspectives of various stakeholders in defence finance and finding solutions to challenges faced in defence procurements. The Financial Advisor, Defence Services and Director General Acquisitions will also give specific talks on the roles and actions undertaken by their organisations in expeditious procurement. Foreign Minister of St. Kitts and Nevis Denzel Douglas arrived in New Delhi on the first ever foreign ministerial visit from the country to India. External Affairs Ministry said this visit will open new chapters of cooperation and further strengthen bilateral ties between India and St. Kitts and Nevis. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. In Bangladesh, at least 55 people were killed and hundreds got injured in fresh clashes among protesters, members of law enforcement agencies and members of ruling party-backed organizations in Dhaka and other places today. More from our correspondent.
The organizers of anti-discrimination student movement who spearheaded the quota reform protest began a country-wide non-cooperation movement on Sunday. The government imposed curfew for an indefinite period of time. Meanwhile, the protesting students have announced long march to Dhaka for Monday demanding the resignation of Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina-led government. The government announced a three-day public holiday from Monday to ensure public safety. Nawalsingh Parmar, Akashwani News, Dhaka.
In Sudan, at least 23 people have been killed and 60 injured in an artillery attack by the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, RSF, in El Fasher, the capital of North Darfur State. According to local media reports, the RSF targeted the Tambasi Health Center in the southern part of El Fasher yesterday. Since 10th May, fierce clashes have been raging in El Fasher between the Sudanese Army Forces, SAF, and the RSF. Sudan is facing a civil conflict for over a year, with the army fighting a powerful paramilitary group, RSF. The group was once overseen by the Sudanese government but broke away due to a rift between Army General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan and RSF leader Mohammed Hamdan Dagalo. The deadly conflict has resulted in the loss of at least 16,650 lives. The capital of North Darfur State is the largest city in the vast western region, not yet under the control of RSF, who've laid siege to Al Fasher. As South Korea sizzles under a heat wave, nearly 400 people have been treated at hospital emergency rooms for heat-related diseases this week. According to government data released today, 507 hospitals across the country reported 384 patients of heat-related illnesses between Monday and Friday. The agency said at least 11 persons lost their lives from the suspected heat-related causes during the same period. An intense heat wave has been gripping the nation since last week, following the end of the rainy monsoon season, with temperatures hovering between 35 degrees in many parts of the country. Back home, Bahujan Samaj Party Chief Mayawati today said that her party is not in support of any change in the present reservation system and demanded that it be included in the 9th schedule of the Constitution. The Supreme Court on 1st August held that states are constitutionally empowered to make sub-classifications in the SC-ST quota. Addressing a press conference in Lucknow, Ms. Mayawati demanded that the present NDA government in centre should change the decision by making the amendment in the constitution. She said only 10 or 11% of the SCs, STs might have become economically strong and the condition of the rest 90% is very bad. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended condolences to the family and admirers of Indian classical dancer Dr. Yamini Krishnamurti, who passed away at the age of 84. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that her excellence and dedication to Indian classical dance inspired generations and left an indelible mark on the country's cultural landscape. A fire broke out in an express train stalled in Visakhapatnam railway station this morning. The accident occurred when the train was stopped on platform number 4. After the fire broke out, the officials responded promptly and sent the passengers out. Fire personnel are extinguishing the fire. Couple of AC coaches got burnt and thick smoke was billowing in the vicinity of Visakhapatnam railway station. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast isolated extremely heavy rainfall over West Madhya Pradesh, East Rajasthan, Gujarat and Maharashtra today under the influence of a deep depression. Fairly widespread to widespread light to moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm and lightning is very likely over Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand and Rajasthan during the week. The Met Department has also forecast scattered to fairly widespread rainfall over Uttar Pradesh and isolated to scattered rainfall over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Delhi during the week. The weatherman said isolated very heavy rainfall is also likely over Uttarakhand on 6th and 7th August. After the recent disaster in Himachal Pradesh, the operation to search the missing people in the affected areas is going on a war footing. During this operation today, two bodies have been recovered in Mandi district and one in Shimla district. More in this report.
The search for missing people in the cloudburst incidents in Shimla, Mandi and Kullu districts of Himachal Pradesh continued for the fourth day today. A total of 42 people are still missing after cloudburst in various parts of the state. Of these, 36 are from the Samej area of Rampur in Shimla district. During the search operation in Terang of Mandi district, two more bodies were recovered today. Out of the 10 people missing in this region, 8 bodies have now been found. According to Mandi Deputy Commissioner Apoor Devgan, the NDRF has deployed sniffer dogs to search for the missing individuals. Additionally, large boulders brought by the flash floods are being blasted to search for people who might be trapped under them. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
In Kerala, arrangements have been made to bury 8 unidentified bodies at Puttamala in Wayanad tonight. The bodies will be brought from Meppadi to the burial site at Puttamala, situated about 15 kilometers away. Although more bodies were planned to be interred initially at the site, the authorities decided to restrict it to 8 after the body of a young woman was identified by her relatives this afternoon. Moving on to sports. At the Paris Olympics, the Indian hockey team defeated the Great Britain 4-2 in a penalty shootout and stormed into the semi-finals. The men in blue managed to dominate the show after playing with one man short for 42 minutes. Harmanpreet Singh drew the first blood for India and Britain's Lee Morton scored the equaliser, which led to the tie-breaker. However, in badminton, India's ace shuttler Lakshya Sen bowed down to Denmark's Viktor Axelsen in the semi-final. Despite a strong showing, Lakshya lost the first game 20-22. The Department of Posts will release a set of commemorative postage stamps in Delhi tomorrow to celebrate the Paris Olympics. Communications Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya and Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Mansukh Mandavia will grace the occasion. Continuing with Paris Olympics, Novak Djokovic of Serbia has won the gold medal and completed the Golden Slam. He beat Carlos Alcaraz of Spain in the men's tennis singles final by 7-6, 7-6 at Roland Garros. In men's cricket, the second one-day international of three-match series between India and host Sri Lanka is underway at R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo. Chasing the target of 241 runs, India were 181 for 6 in 32 overs when reports last came in. Earlier opting to bat first, the host posted 240 for 9 in stipulated 50 overs. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu embarks on three-nation tour to Fiji, New Zealand and Timor-Leste. Union Home Minister Amit Shah says new criminal laws emphasize justice rather than punishment. IMD issues red alert for heavy rainfall in Rajasthan, Gujarat, Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh. At least 55 people killed in fresh clashes in Bangladesh over demand for resignation of the government. And in Paris Olympics, Indian hockey team storms into semi-finals, beating Great Britain 4-2 in penalty shootout. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.